بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في كلمة تجميل the chapter باب كرامات الأولياء وفضلهم. The chapter on the miracles of the أولياء الله, the friends of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and the virtues of the friends of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So today we do one ayat of the Quran Sharif and we'll explain it. وقال تعالى وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala explains that when you have separated yourselves, we'll explain the background behind this, when you have separated yourselves from them, Allah Ta'ala is referring to those youngsters that had separated themselves from the people that were worshipping idols. So when you have separated yourselves from them and what they worship besides Allah Ta'ala, then seek refuge in the cave. May your sustainer shower his mercy upon you, and may your objectives ease. May your objectives be reached easily. You will see that when the sun rose, it would pass by the cave on the right, and when it would set, it would pass by on the left. So we'll explain this. There was a group of youngsters, and behind the story was, there was a people, a nation, that had a had a king that was very oppressive, extremely oppressive. His name was Daqiyanus. So what he did was, he would force everyone to worship idols. So, and what they would do is they would have like a fair. Once a year they would have a fair, and they would, all the people would go out for that fair. They'd leave the town, they'll go out, and at that fair also they'll worship the idols. So Allah Ta'ala had inspired one person, one young guy, what these people are not, what they're doing is not right. That they are worshipping idols, etc. So what he did was, when everyone was going out for that fair, he went and he sat under one tree. And then like that, Allah Ta'ala had inspired separately another youngster, and he came and he sat under the tree. So, and then like that, few other youngsters Allah Ta'ala had inspired between the virtue and the miracles of the pious. Allah Ta'ala inspires those whom he wants. So this was all inspiration from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, a few youngsters had gathered under the tree. Now they're all sitting under the tree, and each one is not speaking to the other. It's worrying him that we got this king here that is such an oppressive king, such an oppressive ruler. If I'm going to speak, I may just let my secret out, what's in my heart. Now after some time, they're all sitting there and they realizing the time is passing, nobody's saying a word. So eventually they decided, let's we speak. So somebody started, and then they came to understand that everyone sitting there had in their heart the same thing. Allah Ta'ala had inspired each one of them to sit like that. So then they said, listen, this is the condition we find ourselves. The whole community we are staying in is worshipping idols. We have to pray separately. So they started secretly, but praying separately. But very soon the message spread that these people are worshipping somebody other than the idols. So the king had summoned these youngsters. But because these people, these youngsters were the children of very noble families, the king didn't take action immediately. He told them that if you'll continue what you're doing, worshipping other than these deities, these idols that we have created, if you all worship other than that, I'm giving you one chance. If you all continue, I will execute all of you. So that was the warning, that was the level of oppression that they were living in. Allah Ta'ala had inspired them, they knew that it's impossible to be worshipping idols that we created with our own hands. So that inspiration they had. So what they had decided to do, Allah Ta'ala had told them, and this is what this ayat is explaining, that when you had separated yourself and you were worshipping, Allah Ta'ala had told you, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ, separate them, and now you have to leave. Allah Ta'ala inspired them to take refuge in a cave. So they were going, and on en route they had found a cave. And the beauty of this cave that they had found, Allah Ta'ala is explaining in the second part of this ayat, is that you will see that the sun rose, it would pass by the cave on the right, and when it would set, it would pass by on the left. In other words, even showing us the direction of the cave. The direction of the cave also, by seeing that when it would rise, it would pass by on the right, and when it set, it would pass by on the left. Also, one other thing ulama explained is Allah Ta'ala made it said that the sun did not come directly into the cave. If it had come directly into the cave, the heat of the sun would have affected them. So Allah Ta'ala even protected them from the direct sunlight. So they would get indirect light coming into the cave, but they did not get direct sunlight coming into the cave. So Allah Ta'ala caused these youngsters now to fall off asleep. In that cave, Allah Ta'ala caused them to sleep. For 309 years, these youngsters had fallen off to sleep. And when they had woken up, Allah Ta'ala made it such that He actually turned them from right. غَلَبَتْ تَقْرِيبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. That Allah Ta'ala caused them to move. Only now, medically, it's found that if a person sleeps for too long on one side, he gets bed sores. Here Allah Ta'ala is telling us that what He had done for them, He caused them to move from right to left in their sleep. So this was not death, this was sleep that Allah Ta'ala had given these youngsters for 309 years. When they woke up, they were feeling hungry. So they decided, now let's send one person. Obviously we are in secrecy, we are in hiding. We all can't go to the bazaar and buy food. One person can go quietly and get something for us. So they had given him some money, he had taken that money to go and purchase. And when he goes to the shop, the shopkeeper was surprised. He said, "You're bringing ancient money." Shopkeeper, in his mind, he thought that this youngster had taken some money from somebody's treasure. He must have found a very old treasure and he brought this very old money. So this youngster tried to explain to him. He couldn't understand. He called all the other shopkeepers. Everyone came around him. And now they basically caught this youngster. So now very soon the message went to the king of that time. The king of that time now is very different. This is the help from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this king came and he asked them their story, or he called for them and he asked them their incident. And now this youngster explained the whole story, the whole incident. Then they had realized what had happened. So the king himself personally came with this youngster and the others, and they went to the cave to go meet all the other youngsters. Now look at the ikram they're getting here. One is they were running away from that king. Here the king is coming to the cave to meet them. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the karamat of the awliya. That means Allah caused them to sleep. Allah Ta'ala saved them. Allah inspired them in their hearts. They all traveled together. The story also is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And now 309 years without passing away. So when the king came and he congratulated them, day after Allah Ta'ala caused them now to pass away. After that only, they had passed away. But Allah Ta'ala mentioned the story so that even now, the incident, so even now we can understand the hell that Allah Ta'ala had given these youngsters. Why? Because they chose to remain aloof. They chose not to go with the flow, not to go with the direction that was happening around them. They made that sacrifice and they separated themselves from those that were committing sin. Allah Ta'ala honored them in such a way that the incident is mentioned in Quran Sharif, and this incident took place in the time between Isa alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, in that period. So we can imagine, even before the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, this incident took place. So we can imagine how many years ago this incident took place, and yet we are still reading it every Friday when we're reading Suratul Kahf. We're reading the incident of the people of the cave, or the sleepers of the cave. This is their incident. This is the karamat that Allah Ta'ala had granted them. This is the miracle that Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. They chose to go on the right path. They chose to stay aloof from the trends of the time, from the wrongs of the time. They went, and Allah Ta'ala had, because they had chosen to go on the straight path, Allah Ta'ala kept them straight. Allah Ta'ala helped them. Allah Ta'ala assisted them. And not only that, the incident is also mentioned in Quran Sharif, so we can take heed. Another point that ulama explained, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. But Allah Ta'ala didn't only mention them with praise, Allah Ta'ala even mentioned their dog with praise. In other words, that dog also that traveled in the company of these youngsters, that dog also was praised in the Quran Sharif. So that shows that the company of the pious is so great, even a napak animal is being praised in the Quran Sharif, because it accompanied these people as security to go on this journey. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of remaining straight. When a person remains straight and he remains on the right path, he doesn't look to see what the trend is. Allah Ta'ala's ghaibi madad, Allah's unseen nusrat comes with that person. Allah's unseen help comes and helps those people that choose to remain on the straight path. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.